from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, you know what time of day it is, Hugh. It's time to make a deal here. Blind date style. Kyle's going to throw at us the profile of a player that David Dombrowski could acquire between now and Tuesday at 6 p.m., and we decide if we want to make a trade. All right, Kyle, what do you got for us today?
All right, I'm curious if you might be able to guess who this is. It's not a name that I've heard actually really at all, but I'm looking at this team who has fallen, I believe it's, let's see, 4.5 games out of their division race. And they are, or no, sorry, they're 4.5 games out of the wild card and 9.5 out of the division right now. So it's not looking too good for this team. And I think they could be looking to sell. It's a 30-year-old righty reliever. He is signed until 2027, but that's when he becomes a free agent. But he has a club option for the year 2026. So an option to get out of this contract a little bit earlier. He is the primary closer for this team. 21 opportunities to get a save and has done it 19 times. So pretty good ratio there. 3.28 ERA and a 1.234 whip. Not a big strikeout guy. Only has 33 strikeouts in 35 innings pitched. But has only allowed 2 home runs in this season. Would you be interested in bringing this fella in, not as our primary closer, but maybe as one of our more high-leverage arms instead of Alvarado or Soto? He's 30 years old, yep. 2 years left until he has a club option.
So you have a little bit of control.
So and what kind of track record are we talking about? Has this guy had success for a little while, or did he kind of just come out of nowhere?
Well, so, okay, I would say he's been in the majors since 2019. The lowest ERA he's ever recorded in the majors was in 2022 when he pitched to a 1.13.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then last year he was 2.58, now 3.28. But I think he's having a little bit of a better season than his ERA would indicate. He does have 19 saves and 21 opportunities. So,
I'm certainly interested. I'm trying to figure out.
You're trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what team and who it is. The 9.5 out of a division, that makes me think it could be like Cincinnati or a Tampa Bay kind of team.
So he's an AL reliever.
All right, AL reliever. Yep. Well, I'm certainly interested. I wish he had more strikeouts.
I'll try to give you a hint here. We do have a history of getting good pitching from this team recently.
Well, that would make me think Tampa Bay, Alvarado and Christopher Sanchez.
You're right about the team, yeah.
All right, let me guess. They have a few relievers that are interesting. They have the Adam guy that may have come up on our show before. How about Pete Fairbanks?
You got it. It is Pete Fairbanks. Show.
I like Pete Fairbanks.
Look at you with a good guess.
Pete Fairbanks. He had some really good seasons. He's not quite having that dominant of a season.
No.
But again, it wouldn't be to be a closer. Yeah, I like this idea. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of arm they need. Like, this is someone that if he gets hot again or pitches well again, like, he could be the eighth inning. Like, he could pitch in the eighth inning. He's good.
Yeah, and you want somebody, I think, that's obviously controllable. And somebody that's not going to put you in a bad spot as far as your future is concerned with the prospects that you'll potentially have to give up.
Yeah, this isn't a rental either. Like, you could get him, and if you're still a team that's fighting for World Series contention next season and the year after, then, he might be a guy that can help you. He's a high-leverage arm, so.
I like it. You know, Hugh just brought up the point, and this probably wouldn't – I mean, this guy's not going to cost the top prospects. I wonder – if Dombrowski, I don't care. I mean, between now and Tuesday, I'm not giving up the top prospects for Pete Fairbanks, right? That's more for Luis Robert or Mason Miller or Garrett Crochet. But, we had the caller, Hugh, last segment who mentioned he watched Crawford in Double A and he likes him. I can't worry about the prospects. Yeah. Like, they're trying to win the World Series right now. If you find someone that's worth giving up one of your best prospects for, I'm okay with
it. Yeah, it does kind of feel like you need to push your chips all the way to the middle of the table and make a decision.
Because you don't want to be halfway. Like, you know, we kind of tried, but we're still preserving the future. Future's now, Kyle. I mean,
especially when you hear the frustration in Bryce's voice. He's a little frustrated right now.
Well, I get a sense the Phillies players realize this is their best shot. Not saying it has to fall apart the way that the 2011, 2012
Phillies did. Yeah, but this is an obstacle that you haven't crossed yet. This is a threshold that you haven't gotten past. So, yeah.
And we could see their ages. I mean, these guys,
a little older.
They're in their 30s now, a lot of them. And, maybe they have two more good years left. But are they going to be the best team in baseball again on July 30th in the next two or three years? Maybe not.
Let me throw this at you, because now we're only going to have this segment two more times, I believe, before, or two or three more times before the deadline actually comes. So what about just a little one-stop shopping here in Tampa? Get this guy, give up a little bit more, and put Randy Arozarena in the package.
Oh, I love Randy
Arozarena. He's been on a tear since June and playoff performer. Hell yeah.
The Dodgers are interested in Arozarena.
Oh, yeah.
He's a major playoff performer. I could see Arozarena having a big postseason, too, at Citizens Bank Park, hitting the ball to left field. Yeah, I mean, there's been some stuff out there. I think Matt Gelb had a thing this morning that they have some interest in Finnegan and Lane Thomas from the Nationals. So, yeah, the one-stop shop, it could work. Yeah. I mean, the Angels have Taylor Ward and Carlos Estevez, so that might be a way for Nebraska to do it, and maybe becomes more palatable of a prospect. So, Pete Fairbanks, the name today, but Arozarena is a big name, too. 215-592-9494. I am not concerned about the prospect stuff. Again, yeah, it has to be worth the cost. You're not giving up a top prospect for just...
So, it's not trust the prospects.
No, I'm not trusting the prospects.
Forget them prospects, kind of like what Michael Jordan said about them kids.
That's right. Just trying to
forget
win.
Forget them prospects.
I mean, here's what I don't want. I don't want us to be in the middle of October and the Phillies are blowing a series to a team that's like the 6 or 5 seed or whatever. And we're like, well, at least they held on their prospects. No one's going to care.
that dog is not going to.
No, of course not. And you mentioned earlier, Hugh, that the Twins had good pitching. They matched up well. But that's what you're going to see in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't using that. I'm just saying it was a little excuse making. Excuse, Joe.
I heard excuses from you.
Because when we were talking about it yesterday, I said, because that was the first thing that came out of my mouth. We were going somewhere, and you told me that the Phillies lost. And I said, well, the Minnesota Twins, like the last couple of days, the pitching has been phenomenal.
They have good pitching.
Sides. They had really good pitching.
But in the postseason, you're going to see good pitching.
I was just pointing it out. That's all I was doing.
Maybe the best pitcher they threw out there is the guy that we beat up for three runs in an inning.
No, but what I'm saying is you got a lot out of the guys that it was unexpected.
Excuses.
That wasn't an excuse.
It was. I'm trying to win here.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
I hate watching baseball with diehard baseball fans because they pick apart everything that you say.
You
care too much.
No, you know what you have? You have selective excuse making.
No, I'm not making an excuse.
When I try to point out that Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis had played more snaps than they ever have, you said you didn't want to hear it.
I didn't want to hear that, man.
Wait, that's the same thing.
I didn't want to try to hear that.
See, this is a selective excuse.
Yeah, but when you get carved up by Cal Quantrill, you know.
The cow's
you know, he actually has had a pretty good year since you
started. He has.
Yeah, for the Rockies, which is hard to pitch in Coors Field. You may have been on to something when he might be decent.
No. You know what the funny thing is when I say something like that, Kyle just gets thoroughly irritated.
Like, what? What did he just say?
You see my brow furrow back here, and I'm all like,
what is he talking about? Like, Shut up.
Well, I think you
stop
feels
talking baseball.
You
I
can take
you.
Liberties when we're not in the studio because Kyle can't yell at you as much when he can't see you.
Yeah, I just start pacing back and forth back here.
I'm not surprised. All right, let's go look at our poll question. Back to the phone lines. Which better describes your feelings on the Eagles this season, expect or hope for the Super Bowl? 70% voted hope today. I'm a little surprised by that. And not that hope is not optimistic, but it's not as optimistic as expect. And are you officially worried about the Phillies? Kyle, what do you make of this poll? 58% no. But 42%, yes. I actually thought Les would admit to some worry here, even though they haven't played well lately, because they still have the best record in baseball. Yeah, 42% have some worry.
Yeah, I guess it all depends on which way you're interpreting the worry. Like, are you worried about the team winning the division? No, I don't think anyone is or should be. And I think really what it comes down to is, like, are you starting to be shaken in the confidence that this is the best team in baseball, like, separate from the pack? And is this team, like, one of the true World Series contenders? Like, 18-18 since the London series is tough. And I think clearly the flaws in this team are standing out. So I just think maybe some people are coming at it from a little bit of a different way, but it is interesting. I mean, that's close to 50-50. It's the first, like, real low point, I think, that we've had. We've had rough stretches, but, like, at this point, we're like, they look bad.
By the way, speaking of, and I'm not worried about the division, Hugh, by the end of tomorrow, the Braves may not be the team that's in second place in this division. The Mets have been the Mets have the best record in baseball since the beginning of June.
That
London series actually was kind of a line of demarcation because the Phillies have been kind of mediocre since then, and the Mets have been red hot. The Mets play the Braves this weekend. They could overtake the Braves for second place.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy how they've come out of nowhere. So ever since you're talking about that London trip, because they were leaking oil early.
They looked terrible.
The season.
Yeah. The Phillies beat them up a lot. I mean, they caught them at a good time. So it's kind of ironic that we have all those discussions. Is the NL East over? Well, the team that we were really like debating was the Braves. So we were afraid they're going to catch up. They might be in third place by tomorrow night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.